Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. I'm gonna have a good day today.
Giddy up into the good day aura, a good day mindset. It's 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. It's my mind, the mind of Rich McFadden, the mind of Ken Kessler. Interesting, from the world of business, American Express and Macy's have come together, and I wonder if this isn't as a result of what happened with American Express at Costco, but they're doing deals with various consumer brands. Some of you may have heard about this collaboration, a cross-brand loyalty program for shoppers. So if I understand this correctly, Kenny, what happens is that if you like Macy's or Rite Aid or AT&T or Exxon Mobil, Nationwide Insurance, Hulu, Direct Energy, these are the first companies behind an effort announced today by American Express. It's called the Plenty Program. P-L-E-N-T-I, the Plenty Program, starting in May. And when you buy something, for example, you go to Macy's and buy something, you'll get points to use toward your AT&T bill. Buying a tank of gas may help you pay your insurance bill, that sort of thing. So it's a new idea, interesting idea, conceptually, one way or another. I don't do things with that in mind. I don't buy things, although I did find using my Vons card the other day at the Shell station saved me 20 cents a gallon. And I go to the Costco station as much as I can now because that's 40 cents a gallon less.
You know, I actually heard a report on that the other day. You have to be careful with that. Make sure you pay those gas credit cards off. A lot of people are using the gas credit cards now to get the 10 cents per gallon off.
Yeah.
But then if you don't pay it off before the end of the month, you get just killed.
You know what the secret to that is?
Interest rate.
Use a debit card. The debit cards are handy for stuff like that.
No,
I use a debit card.
If you use the gas company's credit card, you get the rebate. And that's why people are using them.
You use the credit card. Yes, okay.
Shell the Costco or thing or the Sunoco or whatever it is. You use their credit card and you get a rebate per gallon on each one. But then the catch is
interest.
They kill you with like 22% interest on the back end.
Yeah, so you don't do that. Representative Schock, Illinois Republican Aaron Schock, abruptly announcing his resignation after facing questions for weeks about his lavish spending using his campaign accounts and from his government budget. Just looking at this and listening to this
people
jerk,
are so stupid.
Serving the people of the 18th district is the highest and greatest honor I've had in my life. You jerk.
Stealing from people of the 18th district was the highest honor I've ever had.
Good Lord. These people. All right, let's see here.
How do you think you're going to get away with that?
Well, because your ego is so right. Just beyond.
Look at some of the stories that we see in the news. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This fraternity where they post
Penn State
where they post pictures of naked women that are asleep or passed out on their Facebook page.
Yeah.
How do you think you're going to get away with that? A congressman who steals from his campaign funds and from the government funds for his district. How do you think you're going to get away with that?
You lose touch of reality somehow or other. Your license, your whole demeanor.
We see it all the time.
Yeah, it really is.
Where people just get total reality just leaves.
Yep.
And they think, I will not get caught.
Yeah. No, sorry. It doesn't work that way. You know how many people responded to the story about the Mustang yesterday? I was talking about the new Mustang that's being built. People love that sort of thing. So if you love that, you're going to love this story we have posted today at DougSteffen.com. The future of travel, going back to the Jetsons. Here comes. How did that jingle go? Here comes.
His boy, Elroy.
I'm right, exactly.
Jane the wife.
All right. There is a picture at DougSteffen.com of a flying car. I knew if I gave Rich enough rope, he'd hang himself. so I can tell the story.
That's your favorite part.
A car. George Jetson. Here's George Jetson. So a flying car, commercially available to you in the next 24 months, made by a company in Slovakia called Aero Mobile. If you look at the...
Sorry if I don't rush to buy the flying car from Slovakia.
Slovakia. Well, listen, Richie. The event in Austin, South by Southwest, a lot of people go to. The fellow who founded the company brought a car over to show it. He said, we're scaling up quite fast, building a team. Plan is that we'll be able to announce and sell a car by 2017. So if you want to see a picture of the flying car, then check it out.
Is this extra bolt? Don't worry.
Don't touch that.
Yeah. Throw it in the extra parts bucket. It would be fine.
I find that these things are... I would like to have one just to, you know, you could take off in the pasture and fly around. I often thought it would be neat to have a balloon or something like that. Those things always capture my imagination.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, we were all kids. We all watched the Jetsons and we all thought, wouldn't it be cool someday?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of cool, the story at DougStephan.com about this great-grandmother who went skydiving to celebrate her 100th birthday. There's a picture of her at DougStephan.com in a cage. Okay, so what's she doing in a cage? She's going to go diving with great white sharks. Her name is Georgina Harwood. She plunged into the waters on Monday of this week, came face-to-face with some great white sharks. This is only 2 days after she jumped out of a plane to celebrate her 100th birthday. So if you want to see what this stamina is all about, check out the picture at DougStephan.com.
America Weekend. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's one of just three players to have 15-plus points, rebounds, and assists in a single playoff game. He led the NBA in 1987 with 16 triple-doubles, more than Magic and Bird combined. So where is Lafayette Fat Lever now? Fat worked with a couple of the NBA's charitable foundations after retiring. He's now in his sixth year as a director of player development for the Sacramento Kings, helping rookies transition from the college ranks to the NBA. Fat also works on TV broadcasts for the Kings, and in 2012, his number was retired by his alma mater, Arizona State University.
Having a number retired as a player goes through your mind, but it never sinks in until it actually happens.
That must have been one big fat celebration. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Once again, as nature becomes more interesting to all of us, we find that 6 cherries a day can actually virtually cure gout and arthritis pain and inflammation. Arthritis alone afflicts more than 45 million Americans at a cost of $81 billion a year in treatment. Natural News reports that the FDA has gone out of its way to try to keep cherry growers from linking to scientific studies which show the benefits of eating just 6 cherries a day. If not local organic cherries, you can also use cherry concentrates and extracts. And unlike other veggies or fruits, cooked cherries do the trick just as well as raw ones. So if you're suffering from episodic gout or unbearable arthritis pain, you can now pop a cherry as part of your feel-good natural cure. From the Greeniverse. Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Who's this? Where are you from?
Gary Kellum, Crockett, Texas. We work offshore, international. We happen to get the time off together.
Working an oil rig doesn't leave much time for riding, or does it?
We work a month on and month off, but we get a month to ride when the weather's good.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Stuck out on a Texas offshore oil rig, you wouldn't get in much riding unless you took a month off.
Set up different trips to go all over the country, the U.S. Left out of Houston, up to Ontario, Canada, seen Niagara Falls, then went to Maine to eat a lobster. And then come back down to the Rolling Thunder, the wall. We basically just ride around. That's when we're not vacationing with the family. And then after we get through with that, they let us go and do our thing.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is here on Good Day. drhoffman.com is the website. The study of studies, the biopsies that apparently are frequently misdiagnosed when it comes to breast cancer, breast tissue, potentially leading to treatment for some women that is unnecessary. How much of this is a problem, and is this just something that we're recognizing now, or has this been a problem for a while, Ron?
Well, you know, most women want an answer to the question, is this cancer? And sometimes it's very clear, it's cancer. It's big, it's obvious in certain forms of breast cancer, but other forms of what are termed breast cancer, it's now controversial that they should even be called cancer because there are changes in the cells, atypia, metaplasia, dysplasia, that are a little bit the equivalent of an abnormal pap smear, which hasn't met the threshold of cancer. So it's a scary diagnosis. A lot of women have LCIS, that's lobular carcinoma in situ, or DCIS, ductal carcinoma in situ. And these are the ones that are sort of borderline diagnosis. It's a subjective call. You know, it's like, you know, close call at home plate. You know, you got to look at the replay. And still, there may be controversy.
All right. You, speaking of controversy, testified before Congress on the supplement bill and all of that hoopla that we talked about last week. It's been a subject of conversation on your radio program and mine and many other folks who are looking at this, not only the recent controversy, but it's been going on for a long time because the drug companies want to put supplement companies out of business. So what'd you say in your congressional hearing?
Well, you know, I wish to say that I did testify before Congress, but after the grilling that Dr. Oz got, I'm kind of grateful that I didn't. I just kind of went around, you know, like every citizen is entitled on behalf of the Alliance for Natural Health, which is a consumer organization that speaks to Congress and regulators about not restricting our access to the supplements we need. And there are a lot of, shall we say, do-gooder congresspeople. Maybe they're well-intentioned. They want to clamp down more regulations and restrictions on supplement access.
I don't think they're well-intentioned at all.
No, I think that they may be in the pocket. You know, look, you said it. And I suspect that they may be in the pocket of the pharmaceutical industry wants to take the whole thing over.
Right.
Or is, you know, jealous of the success of supplements. But nonetheless, you know, we can make our voices heard. Check out ANH-USA.org. That's a great organization. You know, if you like supplements, if you want to protect the environment, if you want to keep your food safe and clean, that's a great organization to be part of.
All right. So, but the bottom line is people who are taking supplements, the way that has been worded, it's like everybody should be worried. Don't put anything in your mouth unless it's approved by the FDA. That's nonsense.
Exactly. It's nonsense. And if it were the case, it would drive the cost of supplements up. We would be restricted to maybe a handful of supplements, as is the case in Europe. It was a European delegate that I spoke to. Very restricted situation there. They've really taken away a lot of what they once
had.
And
the people in Europe don't like it because they sort of started this whole thing.
Yeah.
Dr. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com. His Intelligent Medicine newsletter, something you should sign up for. Or at Dr. Hoffman, drhoffman.com.